I need to go. I need to go to. I need to go something.
What? Are you going to respond to her?
No, I'm going to go meditate for 4 hours where I can all I can think about is the fact that I have a baby on the way.
Oh, have you thought of names?
I think I've heard my mom talk about her sex life to me like 3 times.
As far as I know, they've had sex 4 times and it resulted in 4 children.
My parents are openly talking about it all the time. It's disgusting.
Welcome to Sex Talk with my mom. I'm Cam Potter.
And I'm Karen Lee Potter.
My mother is a self-proclaimed sex expert, cougar, and the world's oldest living millennial.
And my son is a self-proclaimed stand-up comic, clown, and of course a mime.
Together we chat about sex, and we chat about it to give you a laugh.
Break down the barriers of what parents and kids talk about.
And maybe we'll learn a bit about sex in the process.
Oh, yeah.
So, this is our 3-year anniversary.
Three-year anniversary of this podcast. Can you believe it, Cam?
It's unbelievable. I did not expect it to go this long, for sure.
What?
No chance I thought it was going to go this long.
Negative Ned. What does that mean?
I don't know. I mean, this has been a very trying project for me, as it's extremely vulnerable and makes me uncomfortable most of the time. Okay. And I'm pretty amazed that it's gotten to this point.
I think, though, that from the Megyn Kelly show, most of I don't want to call it praise, but most of the comments were so enthusiastic about what we're doing. And they find it so unique. And I'm very excited now to what's going to happen in our future. We've gotten some really good offers.
Yep. We might be, it's a little secret. We might be working on a little TV pitch.
TV projects. We've been approached by different companies and we're getting some really good feedback and ideas. So if you guys have ideas for us, we would love to hear what you have to say at Yes Text Mom.
Yes. Yes Text Mom is our number. You can leave us a voicemail or text us. Another way to get in touch with us is through our iTunes review page.
Right.
We love when you leave us reviews. I'm going to read one right now. This one says, Inspirational, 5 stars by Adele. Not that Adele. I told my dad I was listening to a great podcast called Sex Talk with My Mom. He turned beet red and made the worst attempt to change the subject I've ever seen. But in the end, we had a nice conversation. Never thought that would happen. Thanks, y'all.
Wow.
That's the fucking goal right there.
That is our... Oh, my God. That is like one of the best reviews that we've ever gotten.
If you can talk to your dad and have that uncomfortable conversation, you can have a lot of other harder conversations as well.
In life.
Yes.
In the pursuit of happiness.
That's dope as hell. I'm very happy about that. I'm also happy about our merch store.
Oh, yeah. The merch store is... you've never seen such a cute t-shirt as this. If you want to support us and spread the word about Sex Talk with My Mom and have that conversation with your dad or mom, wear one of our t-shirts.
They're great.
They're conversation starters for absolutely sure.
And very, very soft. The last and final way we'll mention...
Wait, you didn't tell them how they can get it.
Oh, go to sextalkwithmymom.com. And just check out our merch.
It's on the merch page. Merch page.
So the last way you can help us out, we'd really appreciate it.
Wait, can I say one more thing about the merch? If you do buy, and I'm sure you will, one of our t-shirts, please take a picture of yourself wearing it and post it on Instagram tagging Sex Talk with My Mom. Please, we will definitely share that and you will become Insta-famous.
Oh, wonderful. The last thing we want to mention is Patreon. Patreon is the way to support us financially. Which you'll hear about in this episode, why it's so important to support us financially.
It is so important to support us on Patreon, patreon.com/sextalkwithmymom. You guys are in for the funniest episode yet. I'm glad we're putting it on a 3-year anniversary because it's outrageous.
So we actually recorded this episode several months ago. You'll learn
why it wasn't released until now.
Yes, it was. I kind of put it away and was like, I'll come back to that someday when I have more confidence and I'm willing to go there. This is a very vulnerable episode for me, mainly because it shows the state of my mind when I'm extremely sleep deprived or sick.
Or anxious. And why?
I'm very mixed about this episode, to be honest. Because on the one hand, I think it's hilarious. I think it's probably one of the funniest episodes we've put out to date.
For sure. It is the funniest.
On the other hand, you know, sometimes expressing anxiety leads other people to experience more anxiety.
Or to judge you for your anxiety.
I'm not concerned if they judge me for anxiety.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that part.
I'm more concerned that if it's going to lead to people more suffering in the world.
It's not going to lead to anybody suffering because nobody is going to think that you are a sane person when they hear this.
Okay.
No one's gonna relate to it, other than to say, "Yeah, I've had anxiety, but I feel much better now that I've seen the extreme, this extreme version of my anxiety." Because you will not believe this. How fun! I don't even want to talk about it because it's too funny.
Okay, the other, I hope this just leads to laughter and maybe something like a moment of solace or a time that you can relate.
Put it this way: if Woody Allen,
okay,
Albert Brooks, and Larry David all got together and somehow had a baby, it would be you.
Some of the most neurotic humans ever to exist.
Yes, but they are the funniest, so.
All right. I'm glad that you find this funny. I hope they find it funny.
Everyone,
please let
us
know.
You have to admit that you find it funny, too.
I mean, I found it funny, but please, I would love to hear your thoughts on whether this is a net benefit for you to listen to by texting us yes text mom.
And laughter is a net benefit.
The other concern I had was that this is a story that involves another human that is not aware of a lot of the information in this. You know, she was not aware of the state of my mind.
Oh,
or
I,
to the extent.
I bet you she was aware of that there's something a little off there.
Yeah, well, anytime it involves another human, it can cause me extreme anxiety because I have no idea how they're going to respond. So if you are this other human that this situation involves, please know this is not... This could have happened with any human.
Absolutely.
You know, this
is no reflection on her.
This is not at all a reflection on her.
It was 100% you.
It is solely a reflection of the depths of insanity
if anything,
that I can reach.
If anything, she handled it like a pro. So, I mean,
I appreciate her patience with me.
Patience is a virtue she has.
All right. I think with that, we should let them have it. And just a reminder to wear condoms.
Oh, God. Let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the anxieties. Woo!
Good one on the 3-year anniversary.
Oh, yeah. I did it.
Enjoy. I've been letting these feelings fester.
Which is
for
never
months
a good,
now.
This is never a good thing to let things fester.
Festering like an ingrown hair. An infected ingrown hair on the bottom side of my thigh.
When I was a school social worker, I would tell my kids never to let these feelings bottle up inside like a tea kettle ready to burst. Because
the theme of this episode is anxiety.
And how you should not let these things build up.
And how sex can often be a beautiful breeding ground. It is like
fraught
with anxiety. It is like the dark, wet, moist, warm corner of the cabinet where mold can grow and your anxiety can fester and silently creep up on you.
Wait a second. Why do you have mold growing in your cabinet?
I don't know. That's also a cause of anxiety.
That's
for me,
causing
actually.
Me to have anxiety that you have mold growing in there. Let's
I don't know.
That
you never. That it always it came with a mildewy smell. Anyway. Okay.
Right. Let's set the stage. Right. I just got a phone call from you that I could not handle. It was so ludicrous. I'm not saying that's with.
First, you got a phone call from me that was I was impolite. Not kind.
You were a little irritated.
I was very irritated because I've been under a lot of stress recently.
I'm
creating a sex podcast network.
Right. And
if you want to check it out, you can go to pleasurepodcasts.com. It's some of the finest sex podcasts out there.
I'm very proud of you. That's an entrepreneur-like venture, and I think it's going to benefit you, and hopefully you'll be able to take women on dates.
Thank you. And also, it'll help us connect with other sex podcasters and give our listeners somewhere to go if they're interested in hearing more sex podcasts.
Sex maniacs, you.
Yeah, you sex maniacs.
Okay, well, let's launch into it then, shall we?
So, I've been under a lot of stress. I've also had the flu. So, needless to say, when I'm in these situations, my body and brain do not function the way I want them to function. For example, I sat on the toilet today. I filled it up. I filled up the toilet bowl twice.
Do you think anybody really wants to hear that aspect of this? No.
I just want to tell you exactly. So I think what my brain feels my intestines like having the worst day of their lives, and it tries to figure out.
Empty it out.
No, my brain tries to justify why it's feeling that way. And so it comes up with these irrational stories.
Okay, let's launch into the irrational story that you've told yourself, which is outrageous.
All right. So, you know, I spent the summer exploring casual sex.
Yes, I do.
And there was one sexual experience that I felt unresolved with for some reason. I don't know why I felt unresolved with it. There's been a little part of me that's been like, maybe I impregnated this girl.
What? Wait. Okay. Why do you think that you might have impregnated her?
I don't know. I wore a condom. Here are the facts.
Thank God you wore a condom. I can't imagine you not wearing one.
I wore a condom. Another fact is I ejaculated.
Okay. Does it to it? Was this a quick ejaculation, or does it not?
We don't
matter?
Need to get
okay,
into it.
Never mind.
It was not the best, performance of my life.
Okay,
I'll say that.
So, how long had you known this girl before you?
It was a one night stand.
I mean, had you just like met her that day?
Yes,
that night.
Met her that day.
Okay,
and so we had not had any discussion about whether she was clean. About whether...
What do you mean clean? Just dirty clothing? Or are you talking
no,
about sexual
obviously,
transmitted
I mean,
diseases?
If we had no discussion about whether I was STD-free, whether she was STD-free, whether I was on birth control, whether she's on birth control.
You used a condom, though.
I used a condom, but you never know. It's 98% effective rate.
That's a good effective rate.
2% chance of not being effective.
That's a very low rate.
Okay. Meanwhile, I'm concerned, and I don't know if this is just anxiety.
It is anxiety.
Okay, I don't know if it's a story that I've made up in my own mind, but I think that after I came, my penis shrunk so tiny that when I pulled out, my penis came out and the condom stayed in. And then I remember there was an issue with the condom. Or maybe I'm making that up. I don't know. It was so many months ago that I don't know. So this has been plaguing me for
your
the past
head is
several...
cloudy as to what transpired when the condom was in her.
Yes, I yes.
And the condom, did it fall off your dick while it was in her?
I think it might have.
Okay, so
or it got loose around my dick, and then I plopped it back on there and pulled it out and threw it away.
Well, I think that's pretty common that it could get loose around your dick because that's what happens to all people when they're...
All right, but I don't know why my brain decides to convince me anytime that it's in a... So I've been thinking a lot about this. Why I get very concerned that this person is pregnant without having told me.
Wait, what? So you think this person is actually pregnant and she hasn't told you?
I don't know. Yes.
And months ago was this?
Approximately 7 months ago.
She
would be showing right now if she's
pregnant.
Yes, she'd
be showing.
Unfortunately, I don't live in the same place, so I can't see it with my own eyes. And none of the pictures that I've found, I've looked on Instagram.
What?
Like a psychopath. I've gone on Instagram.
I've
gone on Facebook. I've actually gone to friends of hers to find out if they've been in pictures with her because I can't find a goddamn body shot that shows the outline of her belly.
You've convinced yourself that she's 7 months pregnant.
Yes, and I figure at this point, wouldn't she say something to me like, hey, I'm pregnant,
yes.
Right? But who knows? I don't know her well enough. Maybe she wants to have my child badly.
What?
I know, it's a very narcissistic thing. But
no, it's not about narcissism. It's just about why would she want to have a child?
I don't know. Maybe she wants a child.
Okay, but maybe she would also want...
I don't know why anyone wants children.
But if she wanted to have a child and she like deliberately seduced you, she'd say, why don't you not wear a condom, right?
Yeah, but no one's going to say that. So maybe she's religious. I don't know what's
going on. How
did
she know?
Maybe she's religious and she gets pregnant and she doesn't want to kill the baby. So she says she just has the baby and then tells afterwards, oh, you know what? You know, I got this idea because that fucking, the urologist who came on the show, you planted me with this scary story about how he was...
He didn't use a condom.
He didn't use a condom. Next thing you know, 17 years later, he finds out he has a child.
He did not use the condom, though. You used a condom.
I know, but who knows whether it was effective.
So you think this girl for the last 7 months has been hiding the fact that she's pregnant with your child?
First of all, maybe she's confused and she thinks... it was her ex-boyfriend's child, and we
First
had
of all,
sex very
what
recently.
Makes you think she's pregnant?
She could be pregnant,
but she
because she had sex, so that means she could be potentially pregnant.
Why would she be any more pregnant than any of the girls you slept with?
I don't know because we didn't. We haven't really talked since about her pregnancy.
Well, how? What do you mean since? Would you've talked to her before about her pregnancy?
I feel bad about this.
What did you do?
Well, I started feeling so anxious about this.
When?
Over the past few days, because of all this anxiety about the...
No, I mean after you had sex with her and this whole condom issue came up.
We didn't talk after. Well, no, there was one more encounter where I did say, couldn't we debrief?
What?
Can we debrief the sexual encounter we had?
What? You walked up to her. Where did you see her?
About a month and a half later. Maybe a month later. Maybe
where
it could have been
3 weeks
later. We were at a party together or something. We were at a show or something. And then afterwards...
was the quote?
I said, yeah, I would like to debrief that night. We never debriefed.
What? Why would you want to
so
debrief?
So we went on a walk because we didn't talk about it. We just had sex. Who doesn't have sex and doesn't talk about it afterwards?
So what did she say? Yeah, I'd like to debrief?
She says, let's talk.
Okay, she's cool.
So we went for a walk.
Yeah.
And she said, what do you want to talk about? I said, well, you know, we never really talked beforehand about any of the logistics.
Logistics?
Yes, the logistics.
What do you mean?
You know the logistics.
I don't know what logistics
mean. The logistics are do you have STDs? Are you on birth control? In case of pregnancy, are you going to abort the fetus? These are the logistics you need to discuss.
What?
Yes.
Okay, I understand the idea of communicating, but you post-logistic communicate.
I know because I didn't pre-logistics communicate.
It was too late.
So I had to do the post-logistics. No, it wasn't too late.
What was she going to say to you?
She said she was clean.
What if she said to you, I'm clean except for the fact that I have gonorrhea? I mean,
that would have been a logistic that we would have had to take care of.
But wouldn't she have said that to you like say she found out she had gonorrhea?
She didn't have gonorrhea.
Okay, say she found out she had herpes.
Yes.
Wouldn't she have said to you, oh, by the way, I did have herpes, but she wouldn't need you to bump into her at a party to have that come out.
Okay, so we got it out of the way. I was mainly concerned about the pregnancy.
Okay, so you just added the logistics in there for effect.
I was less concerned about the sexually transmitted diseases. I was more concerned about the child.
You're less concerned about AIDS than you are about pregnancy.
She would have told me she had AIDS.
Why would she tell you that and not a pregnancy?
You don't think she would tell me ahead of time, hey, I have AIDS before having sex with me?
I don't understand why you think that she would hide a pregnancy from you.
Maybe I should be worried about the AIDS now.
No. I'm just like, why would she not be upfront with all these different issues with you if she had any of them?
Well, so I asked her, are you on birth control? She said no, but she said, didn't you use a condom? And I said, yes, but 98% effective, right? And then she said, yeah, I would know if I'm pregnant at this point.
Right. She would know if she was pregnant and she would have told you. That she would have said, yes, I think I'm pregnant because
I know, but then
I've taken a pregnancy test and it came back positive.
But my anxious, neurotic mind gives me 10 million reasons why she wouldn't have told me the truth, or she didn't know and she was ignorant at the time, or maybe not enough time had elapsed for her to really find out if she had missed a period, in which case she would be pregnant.
Okay, let's just like dissect that for a second. It is now 7 months later. She still hasn't found out if she was pregnant.
Well, she doesn't, what if, first of all, she could have found out she was pregnant and then she could have said, you know what, I want to have this child, I don't want him to put a kibosh on the situation, so I'm going to have the child, then he's going to have to deal with it afterwards. And if he doesn't want to raise it, that's fine, he's just going to have to pay me child support, which is a nightmare because I can barely support myself, which is, I think, where this whole, all this anxiety is rooted in.
Yeah, I think
because
right.
I can't support. I'm very concerned about not being able to support myself in the near future.
Hence, Patreon.
And so I start thinking. What could be worse than not being able to support myself? And then I think, having to rely on my mother would be worse. That
really?
That would be a horrible thing. I would feel
temporarily to rely on me.
No, then, I would not be able to handle
and
this.
And then later on, you could pay me back in with interest.
I would not handle this. Then I think, what could be worse than that? What if I have a child depending on me, depending on my mother?
I would still, that would be my grandchild. I'd be okay with that. Okay, you know what? None of that is even plausible because
so I've restarted the conversation with her.
What?
I've restarted the conversation with her. I started texting her recently.
Why?
Because I needed to clear the air. First of all,
what do you mean you restarted the conversation?
To be quite frank, we ended on terms saying that we were going to maintain our friendship, which neither of us has been very good at. And so I decided, well, at the least, we'll maintain our friendship. And at the most, I find out that she's not pregnant. And then all things are satisfied.
Okay, wait a second.
So it was like an added cherry on top.
So the scenario was that you decided, oh, I'm going to get to the bottom of whether or not she's pregnant. I'm going to pretend that I really give a shit about her.
Well,
but
I told myself I'm not going to do that because that's a very mean thing to do, to use someone as a means to an end.
Okay, but you decided I'm going to call her up, chit-chat a little.
No call, no call, just text.
Just, hey, how you doing? Is it nice weather out there? Oh, incidentally, are you pregnant?
Well, I haven't asked her if she's pregnant directly yet. And so the conversation has gone on a bit longer than expected.
Were you waiting for her to say, oh, the weather is nice, and by the way, I am pregnant?
Well, I did ask her if there's anything else that's new in her life.
Like a little bundle of joy?
Yes, I'm trying to lead the horse to the water so that she could fucking tell me, and still no word on the pregnancy.
She didn't. That could indicate because she's probably not pregnant.
Or maybe she's still maintaining this facade that she's not pregnant until she gives birth, at which point it's far too late for us to kill the fetus.
Wait a second. 9 months we're going to go by, and then she's going to tell you she had a baby? Why would she wait till the 9 months?
Some people do that.
No, nobody does that.
You don't think anyone just has the baby and then says, by the way, this is yours? That's what happened with Dr. Cornfield, the urologist.
Those are very rare circumstances. That's why he wrote a play about it, okay?
Those are not that rare. We had someone on our podcast that had that experience.
That is a very rare occurrence, and it also occurred because he wasn't wearing a condom.
I recognize that my brain is playing tricks on me.
Fine.
I recognize it's
insane?
That very likely she's not pregnant, and that if she were to be pregnant, she would ask or tell me, and we would have a discussion, and there would have been an abortion. I recognize that all that is probably true. However, when I'm feeling anxious and not being very comfortable with where my fucking next paycheck is going to come from, anxiety related to pursuing a career as a clown and talking about sex with my mother, that causes me a lot of anxiety that manifests in the concern that I've impregnated this one night stand.
Okay. Even if it means it makes absolutely no logical sense.
It makes some logical sense.
No, it makes zero.
We've been able to talk for 17 minutes about how this could potentially make sense.
The only thing that makes sense is that you're a highly, highly anxious human being.
And then I think, well, how
do I get
rid of this anxiety? I
would qualify that with saying highly anxious and neurotic human being.
I've gone to therapy.
And what have you figured out?
I can talk it all out, and yet the anxiety does not leave me.
Okay. Will it leave you once she tells you that she's not pregnant?
And then I start thinking about the cognitive behavioral therapy, where you start, you just train yourself to say other words that can convince you otherwise.
Like what?
She's not pregnant. You're an idiot.
Okay. I'm with that one.
And then I say, I don't need those therapy lessons, those therapy sessions, because I already have that douchebag in my mind as well, already giving me that strush.
What? Are you calling your therapist a douchebag?
The hypothetical CBT therapist.
Oh, okay. All right. So, first of all, have you tried breathing through this?
Yes. I went to yoga class and stayed after for a meditation class. And the whole time in meditation class, I just started thinking about, if she actually does have the child, you know, it wouldn't be that bad. She went to a very good school. She's a very talented human being. And it would be a great asset to this world to
Is there a part of you that kind of wants her to be pregnant?
No, zero part of me wants her to be pregnant. Zero. 100% zero part of me wants her to be pregnant. But all that's right. All I can think about when I'm meditating. The all guy right. is saying, Ram, Ram, Ram. And I'm thinking, baby is coming.
Let me just say something.
Baby on board.
People listening, he's absolutely serious right now. I don't mean to be cruel and mean, but it is very hard to take this whole discussion seriously for me. Although I've had my own anxiety concerning my health, so I shouldn't be making fun of you. However,
it's another version of hypochondria. I'm aware of it.
Okay. And also, there have been other people that I know personally who have been in similar situations. A girl I knew thought she was pregnant, you know, just because she slept next to a naked guy. So, I mean, is...
What?
Yeah. Because I guess she has to give him a hand job and somehow she thought the sperm had traveled across the bed to the her. So, I mean, it's possible.
Okay, but... All right.
I'm not saying she was right. She was not pregnant. I'm saying it's possible that people have these anxious feelings around pregnancy. So it's not that unusual that people do feel anxious around pregnancy. However, in this particular circumstance, it's not even that it doesn't even make any logical sense. It's also a time thing that went on here that by now,
she'd be showing
and B, don't you think somebody that you knew in common would have told you, oh, by the way,
she moved away. I don't think she's seeing a lot of people that we know in common. And I don't think enough people would know to tell me. No one would know to tell me.
Okay, so you're thinking she moved to like a convent or somewhere where they harbor, like
no,
back in the day, they harbor pregnant women. No. We're a little more progressive. This is in New York City, by the way. I don't think she moved away to hide this pregnancy from everyone.
No, I'm just saying that it's very possible that no one would think to tell me.
But you've stalked her on different
but
types of social media.
But I haven't found a body shot.
Just a headshot. And you think that's deliberate too?
I don't know.
This is a conspiracy theory. You're
I have two more months until I hear baby news.
Why didn't you pick any of the other people you've had sex with? You've had sex with a number of
people.
Because
those people I've all had discussions with as to, you know, what would happen in the case that... I don't know. I don't know why my brain decides this particular situation.
I really wish this wasn't a podcast and this was a video because you're upside down on the floor right now. I don't know what kind of position you're putting yourself in. The fetal position. That's what you are. You're in the fetal position.
Yeah, I'm in the fetal position.
Why are you curled up in a ball like it's the end of the world? Okay.
Because it really feels when my mind is in these dark, dark spots, I know it sounds very comedic right now in tone, but when it's in those dark spots, it feels like it could be the end of the world.
Okay.
Like this is the worst thing that could possibly happen to me.
This is what's called anxiety. I wonder if any of you guys listening have suffered anxiety similar to something that Cam's going through. And I have also gone through it on my own, but in a different type of capacity. But if anybody has, I know you guys all think I'm making fun of Cam and everything. He's just making me laugh because of the drama that's going on. But I know that it is a serious issue that sometimes, you know, the mind can play some funny tricks.
I try to make it comedic because it's quite scary in nature.
Yeah. And at night, it always seems 1,000 times worse than in the daytime when you can kind of think logically.
You have no idea the tossing and turning and sweating that it goes on at 3 in the morning when I start thinking about this.
All right. Well, I got a solution.
Ask her if she's pregnant.
No, I have a Klonopin.
No.
I have a little pill that will help you calm down.
I'm not
going to
start taking benzos because I
just for the next 2 months until you find out.
All right.
Now, in all sincerity, she's not pregnant.
Should I ask her if she's pregnant?
If it would make you feel better, but I think she's going to think you're
like
a complete lunatic.
Well, not only that, I think she'll be very offended that I got in touch with her just to find out if she was pregnant.
Well, how will she know that was your sole reason?
It's because it's a very arbitrary question, and I've already expressed anxiety as to whether she was pregnant.
I just still don't know why that's the fertile myrtle of all the girls you've been with.
I don't know. I don't
why
know.
Why is that
I don't,
the
also
one?
Also don't know why I think that my sperm has these superhero powers that just, it enters like a fucking lightning bolt.
Right. Have you thought about the fact that, A, she might not have been even
ovulating
at that point? And not that sperm can't last forever, but they...
Mom, it's not helping.
I'm just saying that most of the time you have to be ovulating. Egg has to be present. or at least a few days before, a few days afterwards or whatever. But I mean, it is possible it can last longer, but you're not even saying you wore a condom.
I know, mother.
So that in itself makes sense. So there's a lot of reasons here why she's probably not pregnant. And if she was pregnant, she probably would have told you because she would have thought, well, he should know because he's the father.
All right.
So you probably would have heard by now that you are going to be a daddy. I don't think you need to worry about it because you haven't heard anything of the sort. And she's not pregnant. If she was pregnant, then I could see you be sweating it out like, oh, it could be mine. But she's not pregnant.
Well, on the bright side, the conversation is now reopened. And I think she thinks I want to have sex again, which is far from the truth.
If you ever had sex with her again, I think you'd have to wear like a double condom.
I wouldn't be able to use my penis if I had sex with her again.
Why do you think she's like this fertile goddess of Aphrodite or whatever?
Not only that she's fertile, but that I'm fertile as fuck.
Why do both of you? Why is this particular combination?
I enter quick, I come quick, and the sperm moves quick to the egg.
And you know this because what?
I don't know. I just have that feeling. Sperm.
You've got virile sperm. You have no clue if your sperm are alive or
high fecundity.
I hope that they are very plentiful.
All right. But let's wrap it up.
I don't know.
What is the moral of the story over here? You're not alone if you're experiencing anxiety.
Yeah. And that anxiety is
anxiety
is just a monster that you have to think to yourself. That's just the anxiety speaking. It's not logical. It's not rational.
I know, but I still hate those thoughts coming through.
Right, but you have to label it as that's the monster. That's the anxiety. That's the cloud over your head.
I don't care if I label it as the monster. The monster still's there.
Kill it.
I can't kill it. That's the problem. I can't kill it.
Okay. Well,
and then once you think you kill it somewhere, like, for example, I thought I had this white patch on my tongue that I convinced myself was cancer, and then I went to four different doctors. They finally convinced me after months of stressing about this, and now this fucking bullshit with the pregnancy pops up. So you think you kill one fucking cancer, and then it comes up in a different way.
Okay, Mr. Relaxed and Calm and Chill. For anybody else experiencing this, please leave us some. Where can they get in touch with us? At our email, Gmail. Cam needs some help. Okay.
Our email is sextalkpodcast@gmail.com.
If anybody has any ideas aside from the use of tranquilizers, let us know what your ideas are to combat anxiety.
Also, I think a lot of anxiety is related to not having a steady source of income.
So for those of you guys considering
if you want to help me directly and kill the monster directly, please go to patreon.com/sextalkwithmal and please donate generously.
Any amount of money would be helpful, but a lot would even be better. And let me tell you about the birds and the bees and the flowers and the babies.
Mom?
Just kidding.
Recording a quick follow-up.
This is the next morning. Did you sleep last night?
I went to bed and I said, fuck. Because I felt like I was wide awake, wired, and ready for anxiety. A night full of anxiety. But before I went to bed, I felt the impetus to ask this person, this lovely lady, this tolerant, patient, wonderful woman...
I just
asked her what has been new with her, you know?
Decided to text her to do a sex-seeking mission again?
Yeah, so what's new with you? You know, because if I were pregnant, I would say, well, I'm pregnant. I have a child on the way. That would be something new with me.
But you had already asked her what's new. Like, didn't you say that you had followed up before that just to say hi? And
I said, how are you? That's not are you pregnant?
Okay, you still didn't. Okay, but I'm saying prior to this text, didn't you talk to her before?
Yes, and I said, what's new outside of this other thing she told me about?
Okay.
Okay. So then she says she's doing some traveling.
Yeah.
And so to make money, she goes, in an effort to save money and do something useful with my days, I'm babysitting a bunch. My wheelhouse is little boys ages 1 to 4.
What?
What? I swear to God, this is what she responded. My wheelhouse is little boys ages 1 to 4. I'm getting really good at building train tracks and convincing people not to hit each other.
Oh.
This is honestly the worst response I could possibly imagine.
She really likes little boys.
To ease my anxiety about her having my little boy.
Yes.
Could you, Mom, how
are you still?
I couldn't have crafted a worse text to receive. That's what I woke up to.
So she didn't come right out and say I'm pregnant and like doing this is like
she alluded to the fact that she might as well be pregnant, that she's gaining training like she's
getting training as a mom.
Yes, that's exactly what that's how are you doing? What's new with you? Well, she might have said I'm going to Lamaze classes.
All right, so you're still not convinced.
Well, so then I decided to, this is my opening. This is it. I said,
what? You asked her for a naked picture?
Traveling, no, I didn't ask for a naked picture. I said, traveling sounds awesome. The boys sound fun, but would terrify me. I'm not good with little kids depending on me. Remember how anxious I got about us having kids together?
Oh,
I sent that to
her. So you reminded her that you have anxiety about this.
Now, this is the opening. This is exactly where she should say, oh, man, I do remember that. Luckily, I'm not pregnant or something along those lines.
Correct? And did she?
Correct.
Yeah. Yeah.
Incorrect.
No, actually, not correct. Why would anybody voluntarily say I'm not pregnant?
Luckily, I'm not
pregnant.
Like,
I would never expect anybody to question that.
Well, she responds, I just snorted, which is good. I was like, oh, okay, so that means she was laughing, right? But what kind of laughter was it?
It could be she snorted cocaine, in which case then she definitely wouldn't be pregnant.
I wish it was, I just snorted cocaine.
Then
she followed it up.
Well, mescaline.
Then she followed up with, I vaguely remember, but that's so typical of millennial dudes. Too scared of commitment to want to have children with a stranger.
What? What kind of response is that? So are you
too scared of commitment to want to have children with a stranger? Is she joking or is she serious?
In which case it just goes to show that she probably is hiding this whole pregnancy from you because she knew that you're a millennial dude. I'm kidding.
Why did I not get more clarity? How did I not get more clarity from these text messages?
So you're still unsure.
I think I have to ask her for a picture of herself.
Of her stomach.
Of her midriff.
Well, how are you gonna maneuver that one?
I don't know. Maybe I should send a dick pic and hope that she responds with something in kind.
No, you're not supposed to send dick pics. That's a really bad idea.
I'm just kidding. I'm not going to send a dick pic.
Okay. There's no way you're going to be able
to. But what if I say, hey, can I get a pic?
Is she on to you?
No, she's not on to me. How would she know? I mean, you would think that she's on to me after these text messages. They couldn't have been more crafted to pique my anxiety.
You didn't. If you would, I guess the only thing that would be worse if you called her and you heard like little babies crying in the background or something. But no.
Or a doctor talking about her scan or whatever the fuck.
Maybe she would send you a picture of the fetus in the ultrasound.
Oh my God, the ultrasound. Yeah, that's all I need.
All right. So
I don't know how to respond to this. I might just respond flat up. Wait a minute. You're not pregnant, right?
What? You're not going to say that. She's going to say something equally as snarky then.
God damn it.
How are you going to say you're not pregnant?
Typical of millennial dudes, too scared of commitment to want to have children with a stranger.
She loves you in with the millennial dudes.
I think this could be just a nice joke. It likely is just a nice joke.
Of course it's a nice joke, but maybe there's something else to this. Maybe she's been with other millennial dudes that are afraid of commitment, and that's why she's hiding this pregnancy from you.
Mom, that's exactly kidding. What I didn't want to hear. That's kidding. Exactly what I didn't want to hear.
I'm kidding. Of course that's ridiculous, Cam. Of course that's ridiculous. She's not holding back the fact that she's, 7 months pregnant. That's not happening. Okay.
It'll be a shitty joke. It is a shitty.
All right. Seriously, are you absolutely like not 100% convinced at this point? Come on.
I wouldn't say 100% convinced.
Okay, she's not traveling around with a bunch of 1 year to 3 year old boys.
Maybe she's trying to get the travel in now because she's got a baby on the way.
You're not going to be comfortable traveling when you're 7 months pregnant. You got a bunch of kids climbing all over you. It's definitely not something that somebody that's pregnant wouldn't be doing.
Isn't it unhealthy to fly when you're that pregnant? Or like it's restricted or some shit like that?
I don't know, but I don't.
I think that's
she's
the
flying?
Last
maybe
trimester.
She's taking.
You're right. I don't know if she's flying.
Right, but the other issue is that she is.
Oh,
the
she's
last
definitely
trimester.
Flying. She's definitely flying. I mean, why? I don't know because she's going to faraway places.
What do you mean she's going? What is she doing? She's babysitting 1 year olds on planes. That's what she does for a living.
No, mom. She's making money by babysitting the 1 year old. Didn't you get any of this information? She's making the money by babysitting the children in her wheelhouse, ages one to four.
What does that mean in her wheelhouse?
She's telling me that she's prepared to be a mother.
Okay. All right. Well, at least she's prepared for this.
I need to go something.
What? Are you going to respond to her?
No, I'm going to go meditate for 4 hours where all I can think about is the fact that I have a baby on the way.
Oh, have you thought of names?
Mom, it's not funny.
Okay.
It's not funny.
Literally, at this point, you got to just like come right out and just say, listen, I know you might not get this, but I have extreme anxiety. And I'm insane. So just answer the question. Are you pregnant?
Give it to me straight. Are you freaking pregnant? Is there a baby in the basket?
Is there a stork on the way?
Is there a stork on the way? Give it to me right now. Just tell me right now. I'll start preparing. I'll start putting funds away. All the funds I have.
Kind of. You have no funds
to put
away. I don't know,
but I wouldn't take a clown class coming up if I knew there was a baby on the way.
Oh, did you sign up for a clown class?
Yes. Yes. It's the only way I can deal with this fucking bullshit anxiety. All right. That's all.
All right. Let me know. Keep me updated.
All right. Love you. Bye.
Bye.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.